probably a storyline from last week's game. You were able to use a lot of players. How important is depth for an offense? What kind of weapon can that be for?
Huge. That was really good experience for a lot of guys to get in the game. Some guys that haven't played a lot, we got to find out a little bit about them. You know, obviously we overmatched that opponent a little bit, but it's still good to see guys get in the game and see if they can execute in the stadium when the lights are on and the stadium's full.
How important is it to have quality depth throughout a season for any particular game?
Huge, yeah. You're just going to get – that's a big thing in the Big 12. You're going to get – your depth's going to get tested at some point.
Aaron, how would you assess how Bear played after watching the film? And I know it wasn't big sample size, but how did he play?
Yeah, small samples. We didn't have to throw very much, but I thought he played very well. The best part was I agreed with every decision he made in the game. He didn't make any bad decisions with the ball. There was one throw where he could have maybe thrown it in the next window, I think it was early in the game. It was early in the game. But I thought his decision-making was excellent. I thought he played well.
What do you want to see him maybe improve on, or what is the standard you're looking for this week?
Just continue doing his job. Just do more of the same. Obviously he's going to have to throw more than 11 times to win this game. We're playing a quality opponent that we have a lot of respect for, and so if he can just take another step forward, but doesn't need to do anything special, just keep doing what he did last game, just a little bit bigger sample size this game.
Will Tay Nakua and Reggie Frischneck be available against Stanford?
Tay's still a little bit ginger with that hamstring, so we're probably going to wait one more game. And Reggie's really close. He might play. But I think Tay's going to be at least another the next game.
How much freedom have you given Bear to check off plays?
More than I've ever done with a freshman. We had a good number of check plays in the last game, and we have a bunch in this game too, and he's handled them very well in practice. So typically you wouldn't want to overwhelm a freshman with too many of those, but he's handled them so well in practice that we're just treating him like anybody else that's ever played quarterback for us.
The crowd noise we heard today, was that just for later?
It was for the defense.
Oh, wow.
Jay's mentioned last year early in the season they had some miscommunications on defense when our crowd was getting noisy against the other team's offense. And so that was for the defense to practice, and we put the noise at that end, and we came down to this end.
I got you.
Yeah.
But
we will practice crowd noise on bye week next week. Yeah.
With Jovesa DeMooney emerging kind of as RB3, what did he show? And when you recruited him, did you guys see that in him?
He's a speed guy. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but he jumps off the screen with just how quick he is. And he's a very good receiver. And, we love him. And you're going to see Preston Rex in this game, too.
How challenging is it to project Stanford's defensive tendencies, especially with the new coaching staff and after they faced an air raid offense?
Good point. Difficult. Yeah, they played an air raid team who's very different than us on offense. And so, all we can do is kind of guess about what their defensive coordinator did at Sac State, but they also have what they did last year at Stanford, and we don't know what we're going to see. So that's an advantage for them. So we have to just be squared away with what we're doing and make sure that, we can make adjustments during the game.
Could anything be read into the fact that McKay came out first of the backups to play?
We played them equal time. I thought they both played really well. But McKay did a nice job, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
Is he QB2?
We haven't decided on that yet. I think it would depend on we're going to just keep competing, and if the time comes, we'll decide on the situation, who we think gives us the best chance to win. But they both played well, though. I mean, I know Trayson got two pass attempts, and McKay had three or four, and they both made good decisions and managed the team really well.
You put Cole in there as kind of that quarterback for some in-the-game stuff. Kalani said some of that was maybe trying to save a redshirt capability out of Emerson, I think, or there was maybe something in there. But what'd you kind of see out of him? And Cole was a guy who was, I think he was literally off the roster over the summer, then he comes back. Like, what was that conversation?
No, we just put Cole in the game because we really appreciate what a great teammate he's been in his time here. And, felt like he deserved to get a chance to get out there. He's been a great member of our team. He contributes a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't see in our quarterback meetings. And just being a great teammate, he plays on scout team. He plays scout team receiver. He plays scout team quarterback. He helps us with our call sheet, our wristband every week. I mean, he does a lot of things like a coach, but he's also a player on the team, and he has a really unique role, and he deserved a chance to get out there.
Is there any temptation into dialing up a Hagen-Hag attention?
At that point in the game, you don't want to show up the opponent. And I was almost trying not to score at the end, and our guys just kept, you know, pounding the ball in there. But I was proud of those guys that came off the bench.
Well, that last touchdown did go to Charlie Meese. Yeah. I don't think I've seen a sideline erupt as
yeah.
much as after he scored.
Charlie is, like Cole, is a very well-liked member of this team, very much respected guy who there's not a harder worker. And just a great person. So everyone was super excited for him.